The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hi, I'm Jill Redding. I played Dolores on The Wire, and you're listening to the PVD cast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to this very special episode. And before I explain why this is a special episode, I just want to say thank you for checking it out, and I hope all is well with you. As you probably read in the description, it is entitled Summation 2021. And at the end of every calendar year, I always produce a quick little recap of the calendar year. And that is my final kind of go home, if you want to call it that, episode for the PVD cast. And longtime listeners know that this very short and brief episode is kind of, it's a nice way to kind of wrap things up. So let's talk about some things that happened, some highlights, if you will. Maybe even a low light or two as well, because, you know, if I sat here and told you that everything went swimmingly in 2021 with the PVD cast, I'd kind of be lying to you. First off, my highlight from the year, I'm just going to brag one more time. In March, getting the opportunity to go to New Jersey, getting to go to the grand opening of the Secret Stash in Red Bank, and the opportunity to meet an idol of mine, Kevin Smith. By all means, that takes the cake for the highlight of this past year. It was amazing to head out there and to meet Kevin Smith. It was and the way it happened, as I think I mentioned it on another episode of the PVD cast, was awesome too. I will say this though. I did learn one thing about myself. The trip was pretty grueling and it was long. And of course, it was Jason Taylor and his daughter, and Justin and Dan from the Three Geeks podcast. We rolled out on a Friday, leaving here around 5 p.m. in Columbus. We did not get to Red Bank until 3 in the morning. and man, oh man, we literally were in Red Bank for 16, 17, 18 hours. And then we were back in the van Sunday afternoon and left around 3 p.m. and got in at 1 a.m., and look, I'm getting too old for these type of road trips. So that's what I learned about myself. Because I was worn out Sunday night. But it was great fun. It will be a cherished memory of mine from now till I'm no longer on this mortal coil. So let's kind of switch gears and talk about the return of some comic book conventions. The Monroe Pop Fest in Monroe, Michigan was in early September, which I attended, as well as the Torg Gaming Expo, which was held in Columbus, Ohio at the end of September, also attended by yours truly. And I gotta say, it was cool to finally get out, to see a couple conventions, to have a little bit of like sense of normalcy. So that was good. Got the opportunity, along with Jason Taylor and Tim Beisiegel, to be in charge of the panel discussions at Monroe Pop Fest. And that was really cool. Never done it before, had an idea of basically what to do, but I think we did a pretty darn good job, and we really appreciate Gary giving us the opportunity to do that, and we learned some things, so if we get the shot next year to do it, we know what we have to adjust and what we have to do, and there you go. So, all right, another highlight from this past year was the fact that not only was the PVD cast nominated for a Columbus Podcasting Awards, but so was my other sister project, Matt Talk, which I will talk a little bit about that podcast towards the tail end of this episode. But being nominated was cool. And like I said, when I talked about it on an actual episode of this podcast, I really didn't even know that I had made it to the final four for both of these shows. So to go to the award ceremony, to hear, you know, them list the top four categories, and for the PVD cast and Matt Talk to be in there, that just made my day. It really makes it worth all of the blood, sweat, and tears, so to speak, that you put into your projects to be recognized by some folks as being top-notch. So that was really cool. I hope next year to walk away with some hardware. I'm not just content to be nominated and get to the top four. I want to win some hardware next year. So that's something that I'm going to shoot for, one of my future goals. And, you know, since we're talking about future goals, I mean, I think my goals are pretty simple with the PVD cast. And this goes for Matt Talk as well. As, you know, I just want to continue to put out content that entertains people. As I would also like to have, you know, maybe another spot on another network. You know, in 2021, I kind of bounced around between a couple of networks with the PVD cast. But I'd like to maybe find one that, you know, is a good fit. And I'm going to start taking a look at that avenue. And, you know, would also like to, of course, also have some more sponsorships. You know, World's Greatest Comics is great. And some of you folks that are avid fans of the PVD cast are probably wondering, when's he going to plug the store? I'm going to do it in a few minutes here. I will. It's happening. I got to. But I would like to maybe have some more sponsors. And you know what? I'll throw it out there. Maybe somebody's listening that has a small mom and pop business. Reach out to me. You know, let's talk. Maybe we can find an agreement between you and me, and we could maybe make something happen. So again, since we're talking about it, how can you get in touch with me? Email address is johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can even leave me a private message over on the Facebook or Instagram feeds. Just look for @pvdcast. You can even message me maybe on Twitter. My personal Twitter handle is @pvdmvp. Again, if you're a business owner that wants to maybe do some business and get some advertising with me, hit me up. So would now be a good time to plug World's Greatest Comics? Should I? Should I just do it since we're talking about sponsorships? Ah, what the hell, let's do it. This episode is brought to you by World's Greatest Comics. They are located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. And they've got tons of comics from every era. The Golden Era, Silver, Bronze, and Modern. They also have graphic novels, toys, comic book supplies, collectibles. They have back issues. On top of back issues, they've got a large selection of back issues. So if you're missing maybe an individual issue of your run of the original 70s Star Wars comic, or maybe the 80s Transformers comics, or who knows, maybe there's a couple Spider-Man issues you need, you should stop by the store and check it out, because they might have it in that extensive catalog of back issues. So you should stop on over to the store and say hi to Jeff and all the fine folks at World's Greatest. But I do understand that some of you are not in the Central Ohio area. You can still check out the store by going over to the website, wgcomics.com, or you could even check them out on Facebook. Just search for @WGComics. And I will say, they're pretty active on Facebook, so if you're looking to interact with somebody from the store, that's probably the best avenue. And hey, once again, as I asked many, many times, if you interact with anybody, either online or in person, from the store, please let them know that you heard about World's Greatest from me right here on the PVD cast. I said I got to do it, you know, and in all seriousness, I appreciate Jeff supporting the PVD cast for the last couple of years. It really means a lot to me. I really appreciate it. As I've said before, I went in there and I, for somebody that is pretty good at talking to people and being pretty confident, my pitch to Jeff originally was hot garbage. I don't know what it was that day. And I felt like, he agreed to do four episodes then. And I'm like, I screwed this all up. But he stuck with me. So I must have done something right in that original botched pitch, I guess. But seriously, it's a great store. Check it out. Especially if you're living in the Columbus area, you got no excuse. Head on over to Westerville. Check out World's Greatest Comics. So I'd like to talk a little bit about the other project that I work on with Jason Taylor called Matt Talk. If you're new to my podcast here, the PVD cast, let me just explain this, quote, sister project, end quote. Jason Taylor and I thoroughly enjoy the 80s law drama Matlock. That's right. The Andy Griffith courtroom drama is one of our favorite shows because it just takes us back to a simpler time. And so we decided a year ago in the summer of 2020 to start Matt Talk as kind of a goof, but quickly we realized there was an audience for it. And we love our fans. We certainly do. It's been another great year on Matt Talk. Number one, we celebrated the anniversary in June of 1 year of doing it. And number two, we have great fans. We release episodes twice a month on the second and fourth Mondays of the month. And man, people are waiting for it. And we do appreciate that so much. And number three, it's been cool to talk to some of the stars of the show. In fact, coming up here in a few weeks, actually, let's see, about 10 days, actually, on the 27th of December, Jason and I had the opportunity to talk to Nancy Stafford, who played Michelle Thomas on the show, and she was so delightful to talk to. We really appreciate her spending some time with us, talking about her experiences working with Andy Griffith and being on the show and whatnot. She's world-class. Great interview. We can't wait to drop it on the 27th of December. So if you're somebody that is, you know, like, hey, I miss John. I haven't heard his voice. He's off on vacation. You got an opportunity. Check out the interview with Nancy Stafford on Matt Talk, which will be dropping December 27th in the morning. And again, it's been great fun. We have big plans for that show as well. In fact, I'll go ahead and spoil one of the big things that we want to do. But unfortunately, COVID keeps screwing things up for us. We'd like to go out on tour with Matt Talk. That's right. We like to find folks that are interested in Matlock and sit down and watch it with them and do a live show, whether that's at a library or community center or heck, even at a nursing home. Jason and I would love to do that. So you know what? We got to get this damn COVID over with. And then we can move on with the Matlock tour. But I digress. Let's get on into wrapping up this episode because I don't like to keep it super long when it's a half episode, especially when it comes to the summation episodes. I know you don't want to hear me talk on and on for 45 minutes about myself and about my podcasts. So I'm just going to start wrapping things up. I will state this, that already for 2022, I am going to be part of a third project. More details coming on that in the next few weeks and months. I can't talk about it just yet because all the I's haven't been dotted and the T's haven't been crossed just yet. But I'm excited for it. It's a little collaboration with Justin and Jason from the Three Geeks podcast. I just want to say thank you to everyone who has listened and supported the PVD cast. Just a few days ago on the 12th was the anniversary. 9 years I've been doing this. It seemed just like yesterday I started. But thank you to everybody who has supported the PVD cast from either day one or for, you know, this calendar year or just for this month. Thank you very much. I hope everybody has a very happy holidays. If you celebrated Hanukkah, I hope it was great. If you are somebody that's going to celebrate Christmas and Kwanzaa and New Year's Eve, have a safe holiday. Hell, even if you're going to celebrate Life Day, enjoy that as well. And for those folks that are in the know, you know how much of an interesting holiday Life Day is. I mean, you pull out your hologram dancing girls and watch cartoons about Boba Fett and whatnot. But anyways, just as a side note, since I brought it up, I am known with some friends for introducing them to the Star Wars holiday special. And they reminded me the other day that they are still somewhat psychologically scarred from it. So I sarcastically say, you're welcome. But anyways, let me just remind you real quickly that the PVD cast is available at pvdcast.com or through all of those major podcasting outlets. So if you know somebody that wants to hear a great podcast, recommend it, please. Because again, recommending is a great way for me to get new listeners. Of course, if you listen to an episode, please don't forget to rate and review because that helps me out in the algorithm, which ultimately helps me out with all those podcasting apps. And, you know, the Facebook page still has the Facebook broadcast on Monday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I think that's about all I got, man. Let's get on out of here, right? We're going about 16 minutes or so. You've had enough. I'm going to wrap things up. Once again, thank you very much for checking out the PVD cast. Thank you very much for checking out Matt Talk. And in a couple weeks when I return from Rhode Island, I will be so excited to drop a new episode, which it's already in the can. I just got to polish it up. But nonetheless, I'm going to get on out of here. I shall chat at each and every one of you later. And as always, stay righteous, stay independent, stay safe and healthy. Production of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2021.